Well, tonight's message is very simple. It's about a shepherd and his sheep. Ravin read from Ezekiel chapter 34. And these words, "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness." We have a shepherd, the Lord God. And we have sheep. We have men, women, boys and girls who are lost and scattered and are in need of rescue. And this evening, five simple points. And point number one, lost. "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out." Can't find your keys? That's a cry that goes up in our house. Where are my keys? Can't find your homework? Can't find the cat? What do? You search for them. You seek them out. Why? Because they're lost. So why is the Lord God searching for his sheep? Why does he seek them out? Simply because they're lost. In Isaiah we read, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone, every one of us, to his own way." I remember looking at a flock of sheep in a field, and one of these sheep in the flock found a hole in a hedge. And so it pressed and shunted until it forced its way through the hole in the hedge and into the next field. I wondered, did the grass look greener on the other side? It was the sheep that went astray. Only as I watched, in next to no time, the one sheep was followed by the whole flock. All we like sheep have gone astray. The Lord God put us in a garden paradise. In that garden paradise, there were green pastures, waters of rest. There was no shadow of death. The cup of blessing that he gave was just overflowing, running over. But it was a paradise with hedges, boundaries, commands. And what wonderful commands they were. And God said, "You can live freely in my paradise. You can live as you please. It is all here, everything for you to enjoy. Only keep within the boundaries. Don't break through the hedges. Love me with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself." You see, it was a paradise of love. And those commands were there for our eternal happiness. But what did the first man do? Well, the grass looked greener on the other side. He thought that life would be better without God. So he pressed and shunted and pushed until he broke the commands of God. And it wasn't just the first man that sinned. The whole human race followed him. We've all walked out on God. We've all broken God's commands. I don't want God. I don't want to be in the same field as God, in the same room as God. And I go through life looking after number one. It comes down to me first. Nobody treats me as a fool. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We've wandered off. We're lost. In fact, we're so lost, we don't even know we are lost. One thing we have discovered is that the grass is not greener on the other side. We're told in Ezekiel, this is a day, verse 12, of clouds and thick darkness. We're weary, worn, sad. Life without the shepherd is crushing. I remember walking through Uxbridge as a teenager, looking on the faces of the people. And so many of those faces looked grim. Well, maybe because they were living in Uxbridge, but I don't think so. So I said to my mother, "Doesn't anyone smile?" She said this to me. She said that for most people, life is hard and disappointing. And it is, isn't it? The way of transgressors is hard. Evil paths are wretched paths. You see, we walked out on God expecting to find green pastures, and we found ourselves in a wasteland, scattered and lost. So point number two, danger. Now, sheep are near enough defenseless. I don't think you've ever heard anyone being savaged by a sheep. The only protection the sheep has is the shepherd. And if they therefore become separated from the shepherd, if they become lost, that sheep is in great peril, in great danger. Out there are dogs and crows and storms and cliffs. A sheep on its own is in great danger. Disaster beckons. You get the sense that sheep is living on borrowed time. It's treading forbidden ground. Unless they're found by the shepherd. And when a lone sheep is threatened, all it can do is stamp its feet. That's all it can do. Threatened, it's utterly, utterly helpless. Lost sheep are in danger. Now, many years ago, I used to go walking on the Isle of Skye. And running down the Isle of Skye, rather like a backbone, is a ridge. It's called the Kerang. And in some places, that ridge is very steep. There are sheer cliffs and precipitous drops. Now, if you've ever been to Skye, Skye is full of sheep. They are everywhere. And on this particular day, actually, I wasn't on that walk. I don't know what I was doing. But my friends were on that walk down the Kerang. And they came across a lost sheep. It was stranded on a rocky ledge. No doubt it had seen some lush grass. And with a push and a jump, it had made its way down and got onto this ledge. Now, getting down was easy. Getting back up was not. So there was this sheep, this lone sheep, stranded on this little ledge, surrounded by its little carpet of green. It was a lost sheep, a sheep far from the shepherd. And it was a sheep in danger. And as they watched, the sheep tried to get back. Tried to get back the way it came. It almost succeeded. It almost got back to safety when its footing gave way and the sheep fell silently for hundreds of feet and smashed on the rocks below. Lost sheep are in danger. Lost sheep are heading for destruction. So my friend, I ask you tonight, this is a very simple message, isn't it? Have you recognized the danger that you are in? You see, we can feel very safe, can't we? On a little ledge of green, everything is fine, an idyllic life, all is well, life is good, life is easy, just keep your head down, keep cropping the grass, keep out of trouble, everything's fine, no sense of urgency. But you're in danger. Because there is a cliff edge called eternity. And if you remain lost, at death, you will stumble over the edge to your ruin. It's only going to be a matter of time before you lose your footing. And beware, don't bank on time that you haven't got. Think of it, a cliff edge, a sheer drop, eternity. It's a very uncomfortable thought, isn't it? Eternity. Eternity. I go to eternity via the judgment of God. And having broken God's commands, I know the judgment is only going to go one way. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's what lies on the other side of a life of making choices in which I defy God. The wages of sin is death. It's the eternal punishment of hell. My friend, tonight you're lost. You're far from the shepherd. You're in danger. You've taken a path upon which God's anger is to be found. Being lost is a disaster. And the Lord knows it. So what does he do? Behold, I myself will search out for my sheep and will seek them out. I will seek out my sheep and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. What does the Lord do? He comes to the rescue. He's the tender-hearted shepherd. So point number three, the good shepherd. I've never been a shepherd, incidentally, but all the stories I have come from shepherds. Either I've read or I've been told them. Now, I heard of a shepherd in the Welsh mountains, and his pasture included a very rocky area. And during one violent storm, his sheep were swept to the very edge of a rocky precipice. And they couldn't get back because there was a great snowdrift behind them. And there the sheep were trapped. Trapped between a snowdrift and a rocky precipice. They were trapped. They needed rescuing. But the only way the shepherd could rescue them was to put himself in great danger. So what did he do? Well, he sent a lad round behind the flock. And that lad very gently, very slowly, drove the flock forward along this little narrow strip of land, this little narrow path. On one side was this great snowdrift, and on the other side of their path was this rocky precipice. And while the shepherd boy drove the sheep forward, what did the shepherd do? Well, he positioned himself by standing on the edge of this rocky precipice, but between the sheep and the danger. Now think about that. There he is with his back to the precipice as the sheep are passing. Now if the sheep panicked or rushed or pushed or started barging each other and pushing against him, he would overbalance and fall to his death on the rocks below. But they were safely driven through that narrow stretch, and he was able to take them to safety. Well, think of it. There he is, putting himself on the line between the sheep and death, between the sheep and destruction. It's an incredible risk, isn't it? Why put your life on the line? Why put your life on the line for sheep? These dumb animals, I mean, as they walk by, they're not going to say, "Oh, thank you so much for rescuing us in this situation." Why do it? Why did the shepherd do it? Because he cared for his sheep. They mattered to him. He knew every one of them. Every one of them mattered to him. They weren't just a general mass of sheep. They were his sheep, and he was the good shepherd. Is the Lord a good shepherd? As a shepherd seeks out his flock, when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep. And my sheep, you see. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And how far will he go to rescue his sheep? How much does this shepherd care? Well, the Bible tells us enough to enter this world, enough to become a man, enough to walk among us and leave his footprints on the shores of Galilee. And enough to shed his blood upon a Roman cross. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Do you see? We are the lost sheep. And what's to stop us from going over the edge, that cliff edge, that precipice, into an eternal hell? Only the shepherd himself. And so Jesus, like that shepherd, he puts himself between the sheep and the danger. In fact, the sins that would damn those sheep to hell, he takes upon himself. So that the judgment prepared for the sheep falls upon the shepherd. And he dies that punishing death that the sheep deserve to die. He's plunged into the hell. that they deserve, so that the sheep can escape to safety. Earlier we read from Isaiah, we read just a handful of words. But listen to this, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He takes their iniquities upon himself, their twistedness upon himself, and suffers and bleeds and dies in their place so that they can be forgiven. I am the good shepherd. That word good, good shepherd. That word, it's a funny word, good, isn't it, these days? Its meaning's begun to sort of swing a little bit. It can sound a hard word sometimes. Or maybe just a cold word. Or maybe the word good can sound a bit moralistic. You know, we don't tend to like people who are too good, do we? But the word actually can be translated beautiful. He's the beautiful shepherd. Can you see the sheer beauty of what he does? He so loves his sheep. He loves them enough so that his body is broken, his blood is shed, so they can be brought to the safety of God's country, God's pasture, because they're his sheep, and that's where they belong. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from their own, from the countries, gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, in all the inhabited places of the country. And then, as that's spoken, we turn to the very last book of the Bible, where the sheep arrive in God's country. And we read this. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. They don't cease to be his sheep. Just brings them safely home and continues to be their shepherd. He did all that for his sheep. Suffers and bleeds and dies them. Can you see the wonder of it all? The beautiful shepherd. Can you feel the compelling power of his love? His love towards lost sheep. A lost sheep like you. So point number four. Seeking. Listen to how many times the word search or seek comes out. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered. So I will seek out my sheep, and I'll rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. God searches for his sheep. He seeks them out. I wonder, has he come seeking for you? Has he called to you? Perhaps you've heard his voice carried on the wind. You know what it's like when you're up in the hills, up in the mountains? Sometimes voices are carried on the wind. You're not quite sure whether you have heard a voice or not. Maybe his voice has been carried to you on the wind and you don't recognize it as the voice of the shepherd, but at least it's made you stop. Stop what you're doing. Look up. Listen. Think. Did I hear a voice? Maybe it's something you've done. And your conscience has just caught fire. And you feel so bad about what you've done. So ashamed. And you want to hide. Maybe life's got all too much. You stood at the graveside of all your dreams and hopes, and they've all come to nothing. They've turned to ashes, and life for you has become so hard and disappointing. Such hopes you once had, you have no more hopes. And it's just another weary sigh. Maybe you're thirsty, and you've drunk from all sorts of places. You've drunk from success, and maybe drunk from religion, and pleasure, and relationships, and yet you're still thirsty. And you're wondering, well, if only I could find some satisfaction. Satisfaction that lasts. Maybe that voice carried on the wind has been death. They have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. Maybe it's been the death of a loved one. The death of a friend. Maybe it's been the death of someone who is younger than you. And for the first time in your life, you've thought to yourself, well, that could have been me. And if I died, where would I be? What happens? Where have they gone? What lies beyond? Maybe you're living the life. It's an idyllic life. Everything's is grand and just as you like it. But there's a Christian in your life. And you just can't work them out. Because life is good. And yet there's something about that Christian that you haven't got. And somehow that bothers you. It's the voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd calling to you. The voice of the shepherd carried on the wind. It's not clear, but it's enough to make you stop. Or maybe you've gone to sleep, you've been thinking about it. Maybe you've woken up in the night thinking about it. Maybe it's been your waking thought in the morning. And it stopped you in your tracks, and you're listening, you're thinking. And it's the voice carried on the wind. But then there's tonight. Because however unclear that voice is, and you could perhaps interpret it, say, no, it's not anything, it's just, I thought I heard something, but it's not. You know tonight, as we've opened the Bible, and the Bible has been read, God has spoken to you directly in His own words. And what does He say to you within earshot? Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. Because He is the God that He is. Because He is the tender-hearted shepherd. Because He is the good shepherd. The beautiful shepherd. He Himself has come. Come searching for you. And He says to you, do you want to know who I am? Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. Who am I? I'm the good shepherd. I don't give it to somebody else to do. I myself come to seek out and to rescue my sheep wherever they are, however lost they are, whatever the danger, whatever the mess. And that's why He's come to speak to you tonight. That's why He's come calling your name. Can you hear the voice of the shepherd? Some of you are very close. Some of you are wondering if the shepherd is calling to you. And there's a part of you who thinks, well, no, because I've got to do something. I've got to start behaving like a Christian. I've got to do more of this. I've got to feel more sorry for the things that I've done. I've got to have more trust in the shepherd. I've got to behave more like a Christian. But those are conditions you put on yourself. The shepherd says none of that. When you're on a ledge and you're about to drop off it, what can the sheep do? The sheep can do absolutely nothing. And the Lord requires nothing of you. Do you need repentance? He'll give it. Do you need faith? He'll give it. All he requires of you is that you come to him just as you are. Nothing more. He's calling to you tonight. You know, there's a kind of stubbornness, isn't there, which says, yes, I want to become a Christian, but it's not quite the right moment. And it can sound quite spiritual, can't it? It can sound like I'm one of the ones who I'm serious about these things. But actually, it's just stubbornness by another name, isn't it? It's the sheep that whenever the shepherd gets near, the sheep just moves a little bit further. Always within earshot, always within reach, but not... The sheep is always just keeping out of reach. Maybe that's what you're doing. And you're reassuring yourself, no, I'm serious about this because, you know, I come, I listen to the preaching, I read my Bible, I pray, I talk about these things. But actually there's a stubbornness in there. And you keep moving ahead of the shepherd, keeping out of his way. And he says, it's enough. Let's stop this. Let's stop this dance. You stay where you are. You come to me. Will you come? Lord, I'm lost. And I'm cold, and I'm hungry, and I'm filthy. And I'm far from home. And I can't do anything to make it better. I've messed up, but you're the good shepherd. And I know it maybe because I've heard it from my very earliest days. I know that you're the good shepherd. I know that you died on that cross to save condemned sinners. Well, I'm a condemned sinner. So Lord, save me. And you rose from the dead to lead them home. Well, tonight, Lord, I want to come home. I really want to come home. I'm done with this. Just pick me up. Scoop me up. Put me on your shoulders. And bring me home tonight. Lord Jesus, I'm lost. And I can't do anything about it. And I can't make it better. And I don't know what to do. So come and find me. I want to be found. You're the good shepherd. Seek and save this lost sheep. I'm told that sometimes the shepherd, finding his lost sheep trapped on a ledge, he leaves them. Doesn't let them out of his sight. Doesn't walk away from them. But he leaves them for a while on the ledge. Because he knows if he steps in too soon, the sheep may have enough strength and willfulness to do something stupid. But when the sheep sees the shepherd approach, the sheep might try to escape and fall to its death. So the shepherd waits. He waits until the sheep is weak and desperate. And then he listens. He listens to hear that crack in the sheep's voice. A bleat that isn't a defiant bleat. It's a cry for help. A helpless sheep. Utterly helpless. And then the shepherd comes. My friend, maybe that's you tonight. The shepherd is near. He's not taken his eye off you. He's been speaking to you, calling to you, but you've been stubborn and willful and dressing it up as being spiritual, always keeping that little bit. And actually, it's a hostile heart, isn't it? And so he's left you. Left you to feel wretched. Left you to feel your sin. Left you in your dirt and in your mess. Until you realize that you need the shepherd more than anyone or anything else in the world. So maybe tonight is the night to call to him. To cry to him. For him to hear that crack in your voice. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm done trying to pretend I'm anything. I'm just a wretched, messed up sinner. I'm not a good person who sometimes does bad things. I'm just wretched. I'm just a mess. So Lord, have mercy upon me. And the beautiful shepherd is near tonight. Mighty to save. The good shepherd is wonderful, wonderful love. But he's done everything that we cannot do. Everything by his cross to put me right with God. Maybe tonight's the night to call to him. Tonight. Don't leave it anymore. Tonight. Call to him to save you. We sang the hymn, didn't we? What kind of love is this that gave itself for me? I am the guilty one, yet I go free. What kind of love is this? A love I'd never known. I didn't even know his name. What kind of love is this? What kind of man is this who died in agony? He who had done no wrong was crucified for me. What kind of man is this who laid aside his throne that I may know the love of God? What kind of man is this? Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. We close with a warning. Sometimes in winter on hill farms, when snow covers the ground, the sheep need help. The grass is covered by a carpet of snow. They have no food, and if they can't find food, they'll starve. And so what sometimes the shepherd does, he coaxes the sheep to eat some better food. Often he coaxes them by holding the food out by hand. Now, at first, the sheep can be reluctant. And sometimes they have to be starving before they'll accept food from the shepherd's hand. But when they do come to the shepherd, when they do feed, they never look back. They just keep on coming to the shepherd. But there are always some who won't come to the shepherd. They refuse to feed. They refuse to come to the shepherd. And so those sheep perish. In the midst of plenty, they perish. Within a few steps of safety, they perish. They make no connection between their need and the shepherd. They will not come. My friend, tonight, is that you? Let's pray. Oh, gracious God, we don't want to be nudged little by little, piece by piece, tiny step by tiny step into the kingdom. We're lost, we're helpless, we're on that ledge. The ground upon which we tread is forbidden ground. Oh, come tonight as the good shepherd, the beautiful shepherd, and come to us where we are, and pick us up, and put us on your shoulders, and bring us home rejoicing. Because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.